access on.
Mobile. Is anybody around this morning?
04PXB. Good morning, sir.
Okay, KO4PXB, I think. Good morning to you. The name here is Bill, and I am trying to get out on... You know how that goes.
Correct. The call sign is KO4PXB, but part of your transmission cut off, so I wasn't sure where you were trying to get out to.
What was it? KO4PXB, like Papa X-Ray Bravo? The name here is Bill, over.
My name is Lloyd. Lima, Lima, Oscar, Yankee, Delta.
Lloyd, where are you this morning? Where are you headed?
In Spartanburg on New Cut Road in Spartanburg, heading to Church Street.
Looks like we have a pretty day to go our ways here. There's not a cloud in the sky here right now. It's nice and clear. Cold. I had frost on the windows. And I think it was down about 30, 29, 30 miles. Actually, in the car it says 25, so I didn't realize it was that cold. I was reading the temperature with a weather station gauge that's in the house and is reading quite a bit warmer than it is. Oh well, comfy. The seats are blazing away here. I'm gonna have to turn this down. I'm almost getting uncomfortable.
My truck has the same thing, and once I get it warmed up from the initial shock of the seat, then I just turn it off on my ride in. So by then, it's already warm.
These new cars are really nice, all the features. I never use it, but, I can start the car and everything remotely from inside the house, get everything nice and cozy, but I never do use it. I just don't use it. I grew up driving a old Volkswagen Bug, and I guess I just never have gotten used to some of the fancy stuff. I'm headed to the pool, YMCA pool, for some good morning exercise. And got plenty to do today. It's going to be busy. Always look forward to staying busy. Got plenty to do. Where do you work?
I work for Spartanburg County in the IT department.
That sounds good. My brother lives towards Spartanburg. I live in the Simpsonville area. I live out in the country, but not too far from Woodruff Road. This road is always busy. It's getting busier. My brother lives in the Cowpens, that area, just outside the little town of Cowpens over.
Yep, scale 4PXB. Yeah, definitely have been to Cowpens many times over. And I live on Highway 14 there in Holly Tree, which is the right there beside the Holly Tree Golf Course.
All right, are you a golfer?
Be if I could afford it, and there was a course closer around, but they closed the ones that I used to play on, and the one for the Holly Tree Golf Course is so expensive that I definitely can't afford it.
Well, there's a lot of golf courses around, and a lot of people play it. I think in my life I probably had four sets of golf clubs, and I never got past the novice point where I really enjoyed it, so maybe that's why I took up ham radio.
I definitely, the biggest thing I do with the golfing with my clubs, except I do play every once in a while, but most of the time I go out to a driving range and just enjoy hitting the balls and staying and practice with the irons, because your irons is a game. The drivers, you know, that's a nicety of golf. But if you can definitely learn to play with your irons effectively, then you'll definitely do better than trying to drive the ball a long distance.
That's the truth. Well, I got tired of trying to find the balls that went in the woods. That's how bad I was. I always admired people that are pretty good at it. Of course, they put the time in it to learn it and do well at it. But anyway, I realized today I don't drive this car very much. This is my wife's car. It's got all these buttons and everything in here. It took me 5 minutes to get everything adjusted, figure out where the defroster was. I just don't drive this car too much. It's a Ford Escape. It's got more buttons on it than you shake a stick at. Over.
Yeah, that is definitely true. Cars that they have so many buttons. Like I said, that's why it really, you know, it's nice to have the programmable dongas where you just push that button and it actually just sets the mirrors and just sees for you.
This one does a lot of that, but I don't use the defrosters hardly ever. This one will park itself, and I don't know what else it does. It's got a bunch of stuff on here I never use. Let's see. Okay, I got to make sure I'm at the right turnoff. I get busy yakking, and I don't know where I am. The vehicle that I normally use is an Expedition I bought new about 21 years ago, and I still use it, and it's a great, I call it my truck. It's just a great vehicle. I'll miss it when it goes.
Always sad about when you've had a vehicle a long time and you definitely will miss it. There's a funny story when you were talking about the golfing. I'm not sure what professional golf person that said it, but he said he always, his very first ball, he just picked it up and threw it in the woods. That way the woods can go ahead and have the golf ball instead of just hitting it off there to begin with and then go in the woods.
I saved a lot of grief looking for it. That guy, I can relate to that guy. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. Well, that expedition I got that I normally drive most of the time, I guess you consider it low mileage for the age on it. It's got like 125,000 miles. It's almost 21 years old, so it's, the engine's never been worked on. I mean, the engine itself, I've had a few things replaced on it, you know, like alternator, etc. But that's really been a good car. And anymore, because I don't drive too much anymore because I don't have to go to work. But darn tires rot out on it before the treads do, over.
It's always a bad thing when the vehicles aren't used like that and they dry rot. And this is definitely for the people that play golf and I guess are extreme hackers where they do hit the golf ball in the woods. Now they have some that actually have a little chip inside of it where you can actually link that up to your phone and help you find your golf ball when it's in the woods.
JB2HXS.
Good morning. Well, the next thing I'll do is put some GPS inside it, and it'll take it right to the hole so you get hole in one every time. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, good morning. I was listening in for a little bit, just playing on the HF bands, and The only comment I have about golf and ham radio, I think ham radio is a little more expensive to play than golf at times. Good morning, Lloyd. Over to you, sir.
Good morning, Dave. Hi, gentlemen. It's KO4PXB. I'm sitting in my work parking lot, so it is time for me to say 73. Y'all have a great day.
You have fun. Excuse me. Fun playing with your IT toys there. So what you been up to, Dave?
Not too much. Good morning, Lloyd. Have a good day. Nothing. Just kicking around. The wife and I are taking a day off. We're going to do a little bit of running around over in Traveler's Rest and maybe go have some lunch somewhere and come back later and enjoy the nice cold day.
Well, sound like you got an eventful day planned. A nice one. All I can say is it's not raining, it's not overcast. I'll take a cold, sunny day anytime, as long as it's not snow on the ground.
You've got to be a little adventurous, a little bit of snow. You know, you just park yourself somewhere and watch all the knuckleheads drive in it and have accidents. No, I'm kidding. Me too. Yeah, tomorrow is supposed to be another rainy, miserable day, so we're taking today and just going to go and play a little bit. I've got a few things I got to do for work tomorrow. I got to go look at a job and over in Greenville, but it's inside, so I'm not going to worry about getting too wet. And then just kind of ride out the next few months and see what happens, you know, and see if business picks up or not.
Is that station?
Yeah, KQ4FRY recognized. Name here is Dave, KB2HXS here in Greer. Why don't you go ahead and pick up the round and give it to the other station. Congratulations. Welcome to the repeater. Welcome to ham radio. I hope you have a big wallet because you're going to be spending a lot of money on radios. But name here is Dave. I'm in Greer. I'm just sitting here at the house for a few minutes and going to get ready to get out of here. Back to you. What was your Wanda? Is that what it was?
I think it was Brenda.
Oh, Brenda. I'm sorry, Brenda. I'm getting old. My hearing is going. All's wrong. Rhonda. All right. Very good, Rhonda. Very good. I'm sorry. Go ahead and pick it up and then pass it over to the other station, please. KB2HXS.
I'm at the Y. So I got a date with the pool here. Well, maybe it was Wanda. Or maybe it was Rhonda. Or, I don't know. But anyway, I've got to go. Have a nice day, and congratulations on getting your call signs today. And I'll let you two close it out. I'm going to get out of the car here. I'm just about late. 73 is N4IQ.
N4ZLK.
Uh-oh. Hi! I mean, hi! We have a new ham on, Shane. Treat this person with respect. That's more than you do for me. Good morning, Shane.
Yeah, good morning. I was just going to let you know, I don't think the other station is using the repeater. I think she's just doing simplex because I'm only getting your side of the conversation.
Oh, you know what? I didn't hear the tail beep either. Please, the new station, please put in a negative offset for the repeater. It's a negative offset, so it would be 146.610 -0.6, and there's no tone on the repeater, so please try that and come back again. Oh, she must be close to me because I heard him over the repeater tail. Holy mackerel. Thank you, Shane. I didn't even dawn on me that the repeater tones weren't even there.
It's here on the station, and I couldn't, so I just want to let you know and the other station know they're not. I don't think they're using the repeater. You guys must have been close enough to pick them up on input.
Depending on the output. They're not even on the input. That's interesting. Good morning, Shane. How are you? And we'll give a little pause to see if the new station comes in there.
That's what I meant, output. I'm sorry about that. I'm well. Good to hear you, Dave. Just sitting here listening to some CW, and I heard you guys talking.
Anyway, huh? I think it's just you and me, unless a new station comes in. The other two gentlemen ducked out. Lloyd is at work, and the other station is, I think, at the park for a bit. But anyway, what are you doing? You coming home from work?
I'm at home. I was off last night, so just sitting at home and enjoying the day. Probably going to go out, maybe meet my brother for lunch today, but not many plans. Don't have a lot of plans, so just taking the day off like you are.
Excellent, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to get my butt back in gear tomorrow. Going to go look at a customer's house tomorrow and see what we can do about splitting up an air conditioning system. They want me to throw some dampers in there and split the system up and down. I've been to this house once before, and they're new owners of the house, and see what I can do. See if I can accommodate the customer.
Be able to work your magic. I've heard you're pretty good.
Hey, now, easy with that. And don't spread those kind of rumors. Oh, I mean, thank you.
I do, but I've heard you're pretty good.
Oh, you...
Good to be able to give you a hard time again.
Oh, you can give me a hard time anytime. Doesn't matter. You know me. You know me well enough. I can fire back when necessary.
More often, I'd give you a bigger chance or a better chance.
I could go to work and, you know, we hear you on the radio a little bit more during the daytime. It'd be nice, but, you know, you had to go overnight, so, oh well. You're lost.
Better at nighttime.
It is. I guess the other station couldn't make it into the repeater. I don't know what the... Anyway, the other station, the new station out there, are you still there? I think her name is Rhonda or Wanda. I may have missed it. I apologize for that. But give her a chance a minute. You're not. All right, Shane, I'm going for my second cup of coffee. You have a good morning. Enjoy your day. The missus and I are heading over to Travelers. Do a little bit of bombing around, a little bit of shopping. Maybe taking some lunch and just see some sights and come home.
I'll make sure I stay out of Travelers Rest. But if you're looking for lunch, I do like that Sushiyama restaurant. They have great sushi and great hibachi. It's a really nice place. That's just a suggestion. I don't know if you like that or not, but it's really good.
I actually think we were there. It's in a little strip mall there on the very corner, on the right hand corner. Is that the one? We love sushi. We normally go up to. Oh my gosh! Yeah, that place. I can't see. I'm having a brain fart here. But we normally go up to Landrum. There's a place up in Landrum we really like.
Strip Monster on Main Street. I'm not sure if it's on a corner. There is another cheap Chinese restaurant there on the corner, but this is Sushiyama is the name of it. Can't miss it. Just a suggestion. There's a couple other places that are good. The pizza's good there downtown. What do they call it? Can't even remember the name of it. We go there every once in a while. That's really good. Short Fields is pretty good. It's not bad, but there's a few places.
Yeah, we've been to Short Fields. We've been to, there's a restaurant. I can't think of the name of it, but just got a train that runs around. They have a model train set up inside. I can't think of the name of that one. We've been there. There's a place that has a pho bowl. We've been there, and there's a really nice place if you like different flavored coffees called the Tandem Crepery. That's a really nice place. That's kind of a yuppie kind of place, but we really like. We go there from time to time to get some nice food.
You're here for a walk.
It is some really good stuff. That's we get that once or twice a month out usually. That's really good. And Tandem, my daughter-in-law was working there for a little while before she had her second baby. She was working there on the weekends, so she's probably, I think she's taking time off right now.
Okay, I think the station is back in. Go ahead, please.
4FRY, is that better?
Oh, absolutely. Now everybody can hear you. I'm sorry about that. I didn't even realize you weren't in the machine. You must be pretty close to me. I was hearing you on the output of the machine. Again, name here is Dave, and I'm talking to Shane, N4ZLK. Shane, why don't you pick it up and say hello? She's a new ham, just got her license, so, you know, don't treat her like you treat me.
I never treat you like I treat Dave. I don't treat many people like I treat Dave. Name here is Shane, N4ZLK, and I understand you're a new ham. Congratulations. I caught KQ4, but I missed the rest of the call, and tell us your name if you don't mind.
4FRY, and my name is Rhonda, and I'm here in Lyman, South Carolina.
Very nice to meet you, and congratulations, KQ4FRY. That'll be a pretty easy one to remember. I'll turn it over to Dave.
Congratulations. Yeah, you must be fairly close. I'm in Greer. I'm not that far from you, Rhonda. In fact, our kids live over in Lyman with the grandkids over on what the heck is Seamus Circle, I think it is. Seamus Court, right off of, I think it's Highway 357 there. So, well, congratulations. I'm going to duck out. I want to get my second cup of coffee here and get myself going and rub the sleep out of my eyes. If you two wish to pick it up, I'll pass it back over to Shane and say 73 for now, KB2HXS.
73, have a good day. Good to talk to you. And Rhonda, I'm up here in Cleveland, South Carolina. I'm near Table Rock. So I could not hear you like they were hearing you earlier until you got on the repeater. And now everybody within the range of the repeater can copy you. Go ahead.
Have the offset, and I didn't know what it was, and of course that's why y'all couldn't hear me.
Assumed I heard the other two guys talking to you, and I couldn't hear you, so I figured that's probably what it was. I knew Dave was in Greer, and Bill was out there in Simpsonville, on the east side of Simpsonville, or northeast side, kind of close to Greer, so they probably could both pick you up. But anyway, congratulations again. You just got your call today, yesterday?
Took the technician test Saturday, and I got the email today with my call sign, which I was excited about. I do have my GMRS license, but I wanted to get my ham license so I could talk to more people.
Plenty of people around, especially on this repeater. Where did you take the test? Was it downtown Greenville at the Red Cross building? Probably met some other people that are on this repeater. I know KI4DOS. I think Gary, I'm pretty sure he would have been there.
Matter of fact, I was the only one there that took the test.
At least yourself. That's good. I'm trying to remember when I took my test, original test back in the early 90s, there was a bunch of us. We had to do code, too, in order to pass the first test. So it was a two-part test, and the code was the most nerve-wracking part. The questions weren't that hard. It was the code I was struggling with. But I've actually been working on that the last 6 to 8 months, working on code, trying to get my speed up so that I can start using that on the HF bands. And it's going pretty good. I've made a few contacts, but not very proficient at it yet.
That's something I'm going to have to learn, too. But, yeah, this is just a learning experience. And I was going to ask you, on these different repeaters, where can I go to find the offsets? Do I go to their website, or how do I do that?
Radios will have an automatic offset setting where any repeater frequency, whatever frequency it's on, it will have an assigned offset. But there is an app that you can download on your phone, either Apple or the Android. It's called Repeater Book, and you put in your call sign, and you'll have your location, and it will give you all the repeaters that are local, and you can set it up for anywhere from 10 to 200 miles away, I believe, and it'll pull up all the repeaters from wherever you are. So if you're traveling, you can pull it up from there, and it'll give you those local repeaters, and it'll tell you the offset, plus if there's any kind of tone that you have to have programmed into the radio also to access the repeater.
I've got that downloaded, and I was looking at it, and I'm still trying to...
You broke up there for a second. I think you let off the key just slightly, so I didn't get the last part, but the repeater book will show... Well, the offset is always 600, either positive or negative, on VHF for 2 meters. And then sometimes there's what's called a PL tone that you have to have your radio programmed in order to pull access the repeater to even open it up. But most of that information, if not all of it, is in the repeater book for each frequency. So you could go to this repeater. If you open repeater book and pull up Caesar's Head repeater, W4NYK, and then look at that, look at the information that it has, and then based on what you've learned so far, it should give you an idea of what it's going to take.
KB2H access back in.
I thought you were gone, but go ahead.
Well, I was just listening from a distance. I just want to make one quick comment, and I'm out again. Anything, excuse me, if you can, sometimes you can set your radio up for automatic offset. So anything from 147.000, it's a rule of thumb. Not always the case, but anything from 147.000 is generally a +600, and anything from 146.995 is a negative offset, negative 0.6. And a lot of times your radio will have it built in. You can turn the function on or off for automatic offset, and depending on what frequency you put in the radio, it will automatically set the offset for you. So just so you don't have to remember it. All right, I'm out. Just wanted to put that 2 cents in. Have a good day, KB2HXI.
Have a good one. We'll talk to you again. So, Rhonda, this is N4ZLK. What got you into ham radio?
Paul, y'all have a good day, and I'm going to get off here and try to play with this and see if I can get this get it set up like I need to. But you have a good day, and it was good talking to you. This is KQ4FRY, standing by.
I'll meet you, and enjoy the high frequency every night at 9 o'clock. They'd love to have you check in. You probably already listened to it if you've been in GMRS and are familiar with ham radio. But anyway, you have a good day, and welcome to the hobby again. KQ4FRY, N4ZLK. Have a good day.
Okay, KO4NUE.
N4ZLK.
Good morning, Shane. Just want to drop by for a minute and see how you're doing.
I got one more appointment tomorrow morning I gotta go to. I've already been cleared to go back to work, but I'm fine. It's just one of those things. I don't know if it's going to happen anymore. It's only the second time it's happened, but hopefully it will never happen again or whatever. I can't, couldn't figure out what caused it or what caused it the last time either. So it's one of those things, but I appreciate it.
Well, like I said, I hadn't talked with you in a while, and just wanted to say good morning and hello and hope you're feeling better. I won't hold you up. You have a good one. It's KO4NUE 73.
That sounds like you need to go back to bed. Sound a little tired there. We'll talk to you again. KO4NUE and 4ZLK.
4ZLK, KF4NXY.
How are you, N4ZLK?
I've been real good. I'm on about my third or fourth cup of coffee, and done had breakfast, and done got my medicine and my insulin shot, so I'm ready to start today.
We'll charge it up and ready to go. That's good. I've been up, woke up about 3:15 this morning. My wife got up at 4. She had to go to work this morning, and I was wide awake. We went to bed early, so I've been up since then. Probably have to go back and take a nap later on, but just kind of hanging out today. I might go eat lunch with my brother if he's available. That's about all I'm going to do today, I think.
A doctor's appointment, and we got to get the car serviced, and we're going to be out and about for a little while and then come back to the house. And I got a couple of antenna projects I need to get done, and planning on bringing a radio and a wire antenna and a solar panel Saturday. And seemed like I was at a meeting, and there was a guy there that knew a good bit about the solar stuff, so I hope he'll be there Saturday. Maybe he can help me figure that thing out.
That'll be a good place. I'm sure there'll be somebody there, if not the original one you were thinking about. there'll be somebody that should be able to help you. That'll be a good place to test that equipment out and get it up and running, because there'll be plenty of knowledge there, I'm sure. I'm hoping I can swing by. I'm not sure what the plans are yet. I go to make plans like that, and I'll find out my wife's already made plans to watch the grandbabies or something like that, so can't argue with that, you know?
Now, me and the wife went to one last winter field day we went to was down in Aiken or Augusta, Athens, and some of the people brought their kids with them, and, you know, it was kind of neat having them there.
Ours are a little too young, our grandkids right now. The oldest is 2 years old. They'd be a handful trying to, wouldn't be able to get anything done. It wouldn't be very productive, so. But it'd be fun, I'm sure. But I'm sure it's going to be a good time. I need to come. I haven't ever been to one of these yet. I need to do it, so I may just have to put my foot down and see if I get it down before hers gets down.
I know what you mean. I think I'm getting where I prefer the winter field day better than the one in the spring or summer, because to me it's just always too hot. And I can, you know, put on a extra shirt or something and move around in the cold a little better.
Sure, it would be hot in the summertime, sitting out there, especially if there's not a lot of shade. I know they put tents up, but sometimes those aren't the best. They don't really help. They just kind of stifle the air. So it just depends on how cold it is. I'm not a big fan of cold weather anymore. I can do it, but just got to get used to it, get acclimated again.
I gather you, from just what I've caught, you know, you and some others talking over the last few months, you had some kind of health issue recently?
It was just a little scare. I mean, I knew what it was. It's happened to me once before. My heart went into AFib, and it wouldn't go out for a while, and I was working, so I had to go to the hospital. But I got another test tomorrow. I've already been cleared to go back to work by the cardiologist. Apparently it's not something they're too concerned about. Unless it's something that I don't know I'm in it, you know, if I didn't recognize it and it goes on for days, it can be an issue. But work wants me to get checked out a little more and come up with a plan, I think, before they let me come back, since I was actually driving at the time. So anyway, it should be good. I've been good since then. I'm just biding my time, waiting to be able to go back to work.
My wife has a condition with AFib, and they got her on Eliquis, and they put monitors on her, and she's going to go back in a couple weeks. And you know, it's just not even stress-related or anything. It just starts doing it, you know, and can't figure out really why.
It's kind of weird how it just starts all of a sudden. So, I mean, it's only happened to me twice. The other time was 4 years ago. So hopefully this will be the last, but we'll see. I don't know. I feel for her, though. It's not very comfortable. So first time I didn't know what was happening. I mean, I knew I could tell what it was doing. I just didn't know what it was. So this time I was able to handle it a little better, but it still will wear you out.
It makes her extremely tired. But anyway, I enjoyed talking with you and hope to get to meet up with you Saturday, because, if the weather ain't extremely cold, I'm planning on being there. So you have a good day, and I'll talk to you a little later. KF4NXY, I'm clear on your final.
I hope you have a good day. Maybe we'll see you Saturday. Hope you and your wife have a good day, and be careful out there in all those crazy traffic. And Kate, I'll see KF4NXY, KF, oh my goodness, N4ZLK, 73.
KO4HX, Shane, you still there?
N4ZLK.
I mean, I knew you checked out a while ago, but I figured you might still be at the mic.
In here, just killing some time. How are you?
Doing good. I got my district manager, district field rep, riding around behind me today, so this ought to be interesting. But other than that, I'm doing great. How'd your everything go yesterday after we met up?
Stopped by the store, picked up a couple things, drove home. Winter was asleep, so Beth and I waited till she woke up. Actually, we had to wake her up so we could take her home, get her home by about 4:30. So drove right back to into Travis Rest to drop her off, and we did that so we could see the other grandbaby, you know, briefly. My son volunteered. We don't have anything else to do. We'll come see Valley too. So that was good. Did you say your manager is riding behind you? He's not riding with you.
They just now getting to where they can ride with us, but he's got other things he's got to do today, so he's just following along behind us. It's like a little tag along. It's kind of weird, and it does kill business too. So, but I just wanted to talk to you this morning, check on you, and tell you good to hear you. And I heard you talking to Mr. Ronda there, the new ham. I'm glad you didn't leave her with Dave. That could have been bad if he's still listening. But I gotta go. I'm gonna say 7-3. So take care, and I'll talk to you on down low. KO4HKX.
That's for him. I figured he'd be jumping in there. That was perfect. Oh my goodness! I used to have my supervisor. They'd follow us sometimes back when I was in package, and sometimes you'd know it, sometimes you wouldn't know it, and all of a sudden they'd show up. We've been following you for the last hour, and this is where you did something wrong. So I'm glad it's not one of those. We'll talk to you later, Patrick. N4ZLK 7-3.
Be sure to push those low dollar, high profit items for this guy. N6CLX.
4ZLK.
Morning, Shane. I just thought I'd put my 2 cents in, but he already shut the radio off, I guess. I heard a little bit of what you're talking about, and that sounds scary.
Mike, I just had my hands full and couldn't get back to it. But so far this morning, all I've sold is stuff that Matco doesn't even offer, so I'm doing real good.
That's good. I had a job years and years ago at a distributor. I'm working on selling, you know, at least $100,000 worth of stuff, and I'd go back to office and get beat up because I didn't sell enough O-rings.
I'm going to have to go. I'm at my next stop, so I'll have a good one. 7-3. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
So, the AFib kicked in when you were driving?
It did. I can feel it immediately. I knew what it was, but apparently it's not. They don't consider it something that would keep me from even a DOT license, so. And I was careful. I mean, where I was, I couldn't really pull over, and I was close enough. I just kept going to the yard down there in Atlanta. So, and then from there, I went up, told him I probably needed to go see the doctor.
Back home.
My oldest son drove my wife down, so that was nice. They brought me home. In fact, they released me from the hospital. I was still in the middle of it. They just reduced my heart rate down below 100. And said, it should come out eventually. If it doesn't, go back, go see your doctor. So it did by about 10 o'clock that morning. It took about 10 hours.
I wonder if that was the last time I talked to you. You were just heading into work that night, and you sounded worn out.
About that night was I slept better that day, and I was thinking, man, this is going to be a good night. I slept well. I feel good. It's a Friday night. I get done early tonight because I only have to go to one place in Atlanta. Should have a good night, and it just hit me out of the blue, so I don't know what happened.
Yeah, well, I guess it's the Lord telling you something.
Well, English, I speak a little bit of Morse code. I don't speak AFib yet, so I'm not, I don't understand what yet.
Well, you know,
have to say about that. But not your health. When your health goes down, it's difficult. What can I say?
Well, I say this, Shane, but I'm here at work, and I guess I better go in later than what I wanted to be. So I'll talk with you later. Have a good day.
Have a good day. Enjoyed it. And hope to talk to you again soon. N6CLX, N4ZLK.
ZLK, N6CLX, I'm clear.